He's going to be sharing out of Ephesians chapter 5, the second half of it. So if we could welcome Jose.
Man. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Good. So, I want to thank you guys for letting me come up and share today. When I was going through the book of Ephesians, trying to figure out what to share on, I actually had to read it 3 or 4 times. I was like, okay, what am I supposed to share on? And the only thing that really stood out to me was the passage that I'm going to share with you guys today. I'm going to start with Ephesians 5:22-24. Says, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Amen. That's some pretty good stuff here, isn't it? That's why I get to speak on it. So in these verses, the word that jumps out to me the most, or that really stands out to me, was the word submit. It says, to submit means to yield oneself to the power or authority of another. Oftentimes, when I would think of the word submit, I would give it a negative connotation. I would think of the word submit meaning that you are weak or lesser than the other, that you are less powerful than the other person. And when I really thought about it, and if I take that thinking and put it into the context, is that really what God was meaning when these verses were written? Does God look at you and think you are powerless, weak, and lesser than man? The answer is absolutely not. I can get rid of my gum. See, to submit means to yield. When we yield to God, we are inviting him to be part of our journey. We are inviting him in to be part of the good times and the bad, the fun times and the sad. That rhymes. We get to partner with the Father and create an intimate relationship with him. Through this intimacy, we get to receive joy, we get to receive happiness, wisdom, discernment, direction, yes, healing, and most importantly, love. Mm-hmm. We get to receive the Father's love. See, what I heard the Lord saying in these verses is that wives, partner with your husbands. Invite him into your own personal journey. Share with him your joy, your happiness, but also your struggles and your pain. For the past couple of years, Lisa and I have had some trying times. Sure, we've had some fun times, some joyous times that we've shared in together, and also with our kids. But we've definitely had to deal with some stuff. Lisa started the healing process a few years ago on some things that God had revealed to her. God pretty much told her, it's time. Let's heal. So she yielded to him, invited him in to this pain, this hurt, and her intimacy with God grew and became stronger. As she went through this process, I didn't fully understand the extent of her struggle. I just knew she needed time to heal. I was like, okay, cool. Whatever you need to do, just do it. But for a time, I was left out of the process. When she finally made the decision to invite me in, it let her partner with me through her healing process, through her personal journey. It created this intimacy between us that God wants us to have. A unity that only husband and wife can share. See, yielding doesn't make you weak. It actually does the opposite. It makes you stronger. Ephesians 5, 25 through 30 says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. So, I'm going to go ahead and play a video for you guys on man's perspective on what this means. Hopefully. Doesn't look like. I guess we're not going to hear that video. Anyways, men think of that verse a little differently. So here's what I pretty much summed up in this verse. In John Eldridge's book, Wild at Heart, Eldridge explains that there are three basic desires that God puts into our hearts. Men. These desires are a battle to fight, an adventure to live, and a beauty to rescue. In these verses of Ephesians, our beauty is our wife, just as the beauty is the church to Christ. See, God gives us an amazing honor here. He gives us the honor to love our beauty, just like Christ loves his. This is something truly amazing. This type of love carries weight. It's deep and it's pure. It's the kind of love that's expressed as a verb, as the doing, not the emotion kind of love. That being said, the enemy knows of this kind of love as well. And he knows of the beauty. The enemy knows that if he can strike and attack the beauty, it can wound us and it can wound God deeply. Our battle to fight here is with the enemy. When our wives invite us in and let us partner with them in their journey and share in their struggles and in their pain, now we as husbands get to love as Christ loved and give ourselves up for her and go to war. See, what I was sharing before about Lisa and I's story was that I didn't understand how to love as Christ loved. I didn't fully understand what it meant to give myself up for her. I had more of a selfish thought when she had finally invited me in to share in her journey. When I found out about Lisa's struggle, I was hesitant. I didn't know how to battle. I didn't know how to deal with it. So what I actually did is I looked up to God, frustrated, feeling lost, and angry. And I asked him, "Why me, God? I didn't sign up for this when we made our vows. Why me? Why did you choose me?" I was looking up at him, expressing my feelings, not really expecting him to respond, just to let me vent. but God. He answered my question. He said, because I knew you could handle it. See, those words were like a wake-up call for me. Here is my wife, my beauty, opening her heart, inviting me in to partner with her. She was looking at me to love her. So I strapped on my boots, I put on my armor, put on my helmet, grabbed my shield and my sword, and I prepared for battle. I wore for her in prayer. I cleansed her with prayers of blessings, words of encouragement and affirmation. I partner with God so that she may see how beautiful and radiant she is, without blemish and without stain. I care for her and I feed her. I love her. See, men, if our wives are going to trust us with their hearts, if they're going to yield and invite us in, we need to step up and be ready to accept. Whether we think we are ready or not, God will be with us and give us all that we need to be that knight in shining armor that we want to be. Ephesians 5:31 through 33 says, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband." See, God created man to have rule and dominion over all things. He gave man a partner in woman so that he would not be alone. God brings us together as husbands and wives to create a partnership of trust and unity, a partnership of love and intimacy. If we can partner together through love and relationship, then we become one with Him. I know I geared a lot of what I was sharing towards husbands and wives, but this can pertain to all the single ladies and gentlemen out there too. For the ladies, yield to God, invite Him in, partner with Him, create that intimacy that He so desires to have with you. There are things that God will be able to do and give you that no man will ever be able to do or give you. Seek Him and receive that which is already yours. For the men, you are mighty warriors. You have a place in the fight. You can war for your brothers, for your sisters. You can battle for your church and your church family. God will partner with you and arm you for battle. That's my message, because we don't have a video. Thank you. Hello, can you hear me? So, I guess I'm just supposed to pray a blessing on you guys to receive this message. So, Lord, I just thank you for being able to come up here and revealing to me what you wanted me to share today, God. I just thank you for all the people that are here, that you brought them here prepared to receive today, Father. And I just pray a blessing over all of them, that they will just come to you in times of need and in times of joy, that they will yield to you, Father, to partner with you, to create that intimacy that you so want to have with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Video.
I'm a man. challenge. My wife is from Venus and I am from Mars, but we must learn to live together on Earth. Although I don't like to talk or share my feelings, I am here tonight to do both because I love my wife.
Who's up?
Hi, my name is Dan, and I am romantically challenged.
Hi, Dan. Dan, I want you to share your feelings, even though it goes against everything you stand for as a man.
I tried the trick that Jerry taught us last week.
A trick is what a two-bit magician does at a county fair. Jerry was given a technique, and a technique...
Hey, Dr. Phil, let him finish.
So anyway, I decided I'd use Jerry's technique. Last week, my wife came to me all exasperated and pulled her hair out and whatnot about her job. And I used Jerry's words exactly. I said, now, honey, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to listen or fix it? And what'd she say?
Listen.
Fix it.
And so anyway, I tried to listen. I really did. But in the middle of listening, I came up with a 7-point plan to fix it. I'm so ashamed.
It's okay, Dan. Hey. You're multitasking, all right? And that is very hard for your untrained one-track man brain to do. Feel proud of that, all right? Who's next?
Hey, I'll go. Hey, guys, I'm Jerry, and I was romantically challenged.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey. Yeah, I actually went through the program, and now I'm a real romantic, according to someone. At home. Remember when we talked about how we're supposed to love our wives like Christ loves the church? Well, gentlemen, mission accomplished. Okay? This weekend, I saw some extra charges on Cindy's bank card. So, yeah. But I instead of yelling and screaming like I normally would, I acted in a more Christ-like manner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I simply turned over her nightstand and her scrapbooking table and said, get out of here, money changer.
I don't think that's what the Ephesians 5 passage means.
Okay, I'm sorry, Bill Gates. Who are you?
No, I think when it says that we should love our wives like Christ loved the church, that means that we're supposed to serve and sacrifice.
Hey, I was cleansing the temple. I was cleansing the temple.
Okay, different perspective, not necessarily right, just different. All right. I think the question is, how many of you have ever done anything for your wife without desiring anything in return? Maybe sitting on the couch, cuddling up to her, watching a movie, maybe The Notebook.
Are you even married?
Jesus wasn't married. Now look, the point I'm trying to... No, I'm not, and that stings a little bit. I have read parts of a lot of relationship books, and if anyone thinks they can lead this group better than I can, put your hand down, Jerry. I am sharing my feelings, and that's what you need to do with your wives. Practice makes perfect. Who wants to go next?
I guess I could give it a shot. Hi, guys. My name is Sheldon, and I am romantically challenged.
Hi, Sheldon.
I thought I'd just share a few things from the program that I've learned so far. First, if your wife says she doesn't know where she wants to go eat, well, that's pretty much code for Italian and expensive Italian. And secondly, if you're getting her an anniversary gift, the Snuggies, not really a very good idea, even if it's the leopard print. Learn that one the hard way. And then third, the simple act of doing dishes is a big, big win. I mean, a big one. So do all the dishes you can. Thanks.
I have no idea what you said, but that was good. Bathroom break isn't yet.
Sorry, I gotta go. Sorry, guys.
Oh, Mr. Big Guy doesn't want to share, does he?
Not tonight.
Probably doesn't care about his wife.
Okay, I'll share. This is a picture of my wife and kids. I've been married for 20 years. We married young, and I don't regret it. Have we had our share of storms? Sure. Do we have some amazing memories? Too many to mention. Do I try to fix things? I do. But it's just because after 20 years of marriage, I still want to ride in and be my wife's knight in shining armor. I remember when we got engaged, her father looked at me and he said, just love her the way Christ loved the church. I smiled and said I would, having no idea what that meant. And I still don't know if I understand it. But you know what I want? I want to be a man who wakes up every morning and asks the question, how can I bless my wife? And God, men, isn't that what you want? I mean, isn't your wife worth it?
Hey, wait. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Sit down, Jerry.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Enough, sit down. What is going on? Sit down.
Thank you, Jose, for sharing that with us. You guys want to go ahead? If we go ahead and stand, please. Oh, Captain, my Captain. thank you.
Pastor
Perry. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. It's just a great privilege to get to have you as part of family. Family is just so special, you know, not just immediate, but family. And, you know, and I just believe for us, we just heard for each one of us this week to go and share Christ's love with others. So many out there who needs family. It's a lot. We need family. We need each other. But there's a whole bunch more that needs family too. So hopefully you'll get to impart that this week. I'm going to ask if our personal ministry teams, if they would take their place. The personal ministry team, excuse me, would be in our wings on both sides. And these ones are available to pray with you about anything you would like prayer for. Maybe you don't know. We've talked a lot about Christ. Maybe you don't know him and you want to know him, want to have that relationship with him. This would be a great day. This could be your birthday for a new birth in Christ, to be born again. But these ones, if you like, anytime during our last song or even after that, to go to these ones and they can pray with you. We're going to ask if everybody would try to use the main foyer to exit to respect that area. But God bless you. Thank you again, Jose, for sharing with us. But we need Christ. We need God. So God bless you this week. And Justin's going to lead us in a song. And if you close us in prayer, appreciate that. Thank you.
Holy Spirit.